the praise the Lord. And I have tagged this day, I believe God. Doug and I believe God for great success on tomorrow for Abraham Day. And whatever you need, God, whatever you need to be believing God for, trust and believe God. Amen. Well, that was my clue for us to go ahead and go before the Lord in prayer. Will you pray with me this morning? Heavenly Father, we come before your throne this morning once again, first and foremost, giving you thanks, giving you praise, giving you glory and honor that is richly due your name. We thank you for this wonderful call this morning, a way to start our day this morning. We thank you for our founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. We thank you for their yes, and we pray that you will continue to bless them and keep them, Lord God. Bless their families. So wonderful to have Dr. P.K. back on the line live after as she is going through this bereavement. We pray that you will continue to keep her in your loving care. We also pray, Father God, for our family members in Artists International. We pray for Dr. Spiller and his family, and we pray for all of those that, Lord God, that are going through some sense of loss, discouragement, or frustration or what have you, that you would minister to them in a very special way. Now, Father God, as we focus on this call, we ask right now that you would bless our speaker this morning. We ask that you would anoint their vocal cords, that they will be able to bring the message with clarity and with power. We thank you that your Holy Spirit is moving and well, and we thank you that you've already downloaded a powerful, powerful message for them. Now, bless each and every caller on this line, and we just give you the praise. And, Lord, we say we believe you, we believe your word, we believe the power of the resurrection that raised Jesus still is available to us, your sons and daughters in the earth. So we ask all these things in the precious and mighty name of Jesus. Amen, amen. This is
Doug Grace
and Ada Grace. We want to say we love you, the Master Call family, Artists International, and we ask that if you're in the tri-state area, join us on tomorrow for a wonderful time in the park, Abraham Day tomorrow. God bless you. And at this time right now, I'm going to go ahead and turn the call over to our host. Host, are you there?
Yes, I am, Minister Ada. And Mr. Doug, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Well, praise God. Thank you so much, and thank you both for being such a powerful, dynamic duo this morning and seating and greeting everyone this morning. We thank God for you, and we say welcome, welcome, welcome to the TMC family. It is a great day. It is Friday, and we are excited in what God is doing in each and every one of our lives. My name is Brenda Terrell, and I reside here on the Mississippi Gulf Coast in Ocean Springs, and I thank God for each and every one of you joining us this morning. We are here Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. Eastern Time, 7 a.m. Central Time, and 5 a.m. Pacific Time, and we are here on the Master's Call, giving God glory, honor, and praise. And it is, if this is your first time here on the Master's Call, we give you a special warm welcome to you and say, please don't let this be your last time. Join us again. Now, we thank God for two dynamic women. They are our co-founders who started this call back in October 2010, and they are our co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts, who we call our super fantastic Dr. Dimples, and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, who is affectionately called our Mother Eagle. And with this call being established on Psalms 88:13, which says, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." We also stand firmly on our mission statement, which is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. So we encourage you to invite your family and your friends and even, you know, your associates, your coworkers. Let them know that this is a great way to start their day here on the Master's Call. Now, we do have a website that you can visit, and it is www.themasterscall.net. Again, That's www.themasterscall.net. Now, you can always go back to that site and listen to past messages and read the bios. And there are times, too, that we have prayer directors on there when we have special times and special needs in prayer or when we are on fasting. And I tell you, it is a great time when we definitely come together. Now, if you feel led of the Lord to be a part of this blessed ministry, such as being a greeter, as you heard Miss Ada and her dear husband Doug did this morning, or you might want to be a host, as what I'm doing right now, you can send your request in and say that I want to be a part of that ministry. You may even have a word from the Lord. Submit all that information to info@themasterscall.net. That's info@themasterscall.net. And Dr. Vanessa, or yours truly, will contact you. Now, today and every Friday, we invite you to remain on the line so we can take your prayer requests and your praise reports, and we will pray immediately right after this call. This will be our second half of our call. Now, we are blessed to be a part of a phenomenal health and wellness company, which is I call it the best on this side of heaven. And that great company is Artists International, which was established by the Diaz de Leon family over 25 years ago. Yes, well established. And to get more information about us, how we are with these wonderful products and the opportunity we are helping people around the world get healthier lives, get with the person that invited you to this call, or you can go to the morning motivational call, which is held right after this call every morning, Monday through Friday, and our very own platinum president, we call her the godmother, Dorothy Cook. She and a great team of leaders will give you great information on these products and our company. That number is 530-881-1300. Again, 530-881-1300. The PIN is 539-598-pound. Now, we are excited about what God is doing, and I know, TMC, you are ready to hear a word from the Lord and a word from the throne. I say, Dr., and I call him Dr., but it's Pastor Derek Allen, who has been pastoring over 16 years, and he is the senior pastor president of Divine Word of Truth in Brooklyn, New York. This man of God is married to Beverly Brusnell, and he has been married to her ever since 1982, and to their union, they got three wonderful children, Nigel, Clavia, and Angel. And to that addition, God has blessed their family tremendously with in-laws, son-in-laws, daughter-in-laws, and grandchildren. And I tell you, this man of God has been preaching around the world. He is originally from Trinidad and Tobago. He furthered his studies in mobilization for evangelism and meeting the Muslim challenge, World Mission Today, Christian leadership, I tell you, just to name a few. And with that, he went on and got his bachelor's degree in theology. God has blessed this man to travel, as I mentioned earlier, around the world to many countries such as Canada, Barbados, St. Croix, St. Thomas, the Grenadines, Nigeria. God has blessed him to preach the word, minister the word to many around the world. And with this man of God ministering to us today, I am proud to say that he is an artist distributor, and he continues to be instrumental in the lives of everyone he interacts with. His desire is to win the world for the Lord, but if he can get one sinner to say, Lord, have mercy, deliver me, he knows that his work is not in vain. I'm getting out of the way so you can hear from this man of God as he brings to us the word from on high. I introduce to some and present to others, Mr. Pastor Derek Allen. Are you there, Pastor Allen?
Yes, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Can you hear me this morning?
Yes, I can, man of God. Take it away.
Thank you very much, Minister Brenda. Amen. I want to give it back, amen, to Minister Ada and Doug. Amen. It's great to have you on the call this morning. And I really appreciate the introduction this morning that I have sons-in-laws and daughters-in-laws and grandchildren. I really thank God. I have two sons-in-laws, amen, and one daughter-in-law, and I thank God for that, and four grandchildren. God has really expanded our family, and I thank God for all that he's doing. I'm also excited about today. It's a full day for me. Amen. I just finished my radio program now to speak, then to go, to view, and then to go, to program, then to go. Oh, Lord of mercy. But keep me in your prayer this morning. But we want to get right into the word, and I want to encourage somebody today. Amen. As we talk to you from the word of God, it's a little different type of message. But I believe somebody can be encouraged through this word today. Father, I give you thanks. I give you praise and glory. I thank you for this opportunity of being able to come and to share another time with your people. I pray for the hurting. I pray for those who are broken by the loss of loved ones, those, oh God, who are separated through death. But God, we know that is not the final destination or, oh God, outcome of our life and separation from each other. I pray a blessing upon this word. I pray for that special anointing that I so frequently pray for, that anointing, that anointing, that anointing, to be upon me now. Use me, I pray, in Jesus' name. I want to give it back to Dr. Vanessa, Dr. V, as she's called. Amen. I thank God for her. Dr. P.K. Roberts, who celebrated her birthday recently. Thank God for her and the D.L. Zellion family, all distributors and in your particular position. I thank God for you and ministers on the call on this morning using 1 Thessalonians chapter number 4 as my scripture text this morning. I'm talking to you on the topic, the meeting with the Lord, the meeting with the Lord. And the word of God read on this wise, praise God, from verse number 13 of 1 Thessalonians 4, I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, but you sorrow not as even as others that which have no hope. For if you believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them which also sleep in Jesus will God bring with them. For this I say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, and with the trump of God. And the dead in Christ shall rise first. Amen. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the cloud to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. We have to comfort one another with these things. As I said before, it's a different message this morning. When I think about even my day and what has been taking place here, and when I say here, meaning in my ministry and people that I know, that this morning I am attending a viewing and a cremation, and then this afternoon I'm doing a viewing again. It's just a heartbroken thing that families are being separated, and we know, amen, that Dr. Roberts recently had, amen, the passing of a loved one, and a loved one, and so many others of you on this call, or somebody that you know that passed, and it's a part of life. But I want to encourage you this morning. You can be certain of this one thing, that life is filled with so much uncertainty, so very much. Show me the human heart that does not have its ideas of brightness. Oh, yeah. But these ideas are mere soap bubbles shimmering so grandly and full of promises. Then suddenly disappearing without a song. It leaves no trace of their existence. How is that new job doing for you? How is it working out? Or what about that career? Will you continue to get ahead? How will you and your loved ones fare in the future? And what about your possessions and your savings. What does the future hold for all of these things? What is there that can absolutely, that you can absolutely rely on? It's just one question after another. Questions, questions, questions in our lives. I know that you too have had questions. And I'm saying to us on this call this morning, and those who would listen thereafter to the recall after this program is over, that life seems to just fade away. I'm telling you this morning of my schedule to understand this morning that last Sunday I dedicated my sister, my father's daughter, my blood sister, baby. And I looked in the audience for her mom, and her mom wasn't there. But I just ignored the thought, and I went along and dedicated the baby, and they had a great time. And my sister left the church to go home to have a party. In the islands, they call it a christening, a dedication. Never to know that the mother who cooked the food for the christening, for the dedication celebration, would have cooked the food, leave the food at home, go to another church, and die suddenly. Can you understand the pain? Can you understand that the preacher would just finish preaching a message and sit down on the rostrum and die? Can you understand a man just coming from the Caribbean to get treatment here in the United States, got something ordered for him and never got it, fell down in the house, be hospitalized and die? I can tell you right now as I speak to you about five persons who are waiting to be buried. I'm speaking to us today about the meeting with the Lord, that amidst all of the uncertainties of life, things that are uncertain, there is one thing that is certain, is that there will be a meeting with the Lord. I'm telling us this morning, I don't mean to make you emotional or cry or feel sad. It's still a great day. It's Friday. But we have to deal with reality, and we have to be realistic to understand this morning that life is uncertain. The job, the career, the money in the bank, the house, the car, the yacht, the plane, the vacation, everything so suddenly disappears. Everything so suddenly stops. Oh, God, is like a bubble that goes away in the atmosphere. And it is gone, and there wasn't a song that it was leaving. But there is one thing that is certain, that there will be a meeting with the Lord. In the scripture that we read, 1 Timothy, the word of God said, "Be not ignorant concerning those who are asleep, as those who do not have a hope. For as much as Jesus is coming back, that God will allow those who die in him to come back when Jesus Christ is coming back." We still have an opportunity to shout. We still have an opportunity to praise God. All this family, I know we talk about our products. I know we talk about our business. And it's okay. Keep doing your business. Keep talking about the company. Amen. Keep seeing your vision of success. Keep it in view. But do not be ignorant that all that we acquire. Let me share with you. You don't know where I live, so I can share this with you also. That my neighbor who lived parallel to me, her husband died 3 years ago. And she thought she would have mourned her husband for a year, and then she would have moved on with her life, the wife. And more than a year and a half ago now, just when she passed the year of her husband dying, planning her future, planning maybe to continue her life, she became cancerous, and it's a year and 6 months right now that she is dead. And my neighbor and I and her husband, we were so close that I miss my neighbor every single day. Still, like if she just died. And you think of all those things, ladies and gentlemen. Again, I don't want you to be emotional, but I'm just sharing with you how uncertain life is. But I'm telling you, the meeting with God, it will take place. It will happen. There will be a meeting with the Lord. Understand this morning. Amen, as the word of God said, for the Lord shall descend from heaven with a shout and with the voice of an archangel, and the dead in Christ will rise first. And those who are alive and remain will be caught up with them in the cloud to meet the Lord in the air. There will certainly be a meeting with the Lord. But to understand, those who die in Christ will live again. Those who die in Christ, we will see them again. But there are some things that are going to take place that there will at this meeting. We will either meet God as our Savior or as a judge. There would also be rewards, amen, for what we did while we were here alive. I want to encourage somebody on this call on this morning. As you go forth with your day, I believe right now that as I'm speaking, somebody got news that a loved one is very ill, that a loved one is, you know, is 50-50, and they are uncertain about what is going to take place. I believe I want to pray this morning. So let me try to break this message up. Oh, my God. Inasmuch as we are faced with all of these uncertainties, be prepared to meet your Maker. Be prepared, amen, praise God, that if for any reason you should lose your life anytime, uncertain or through whatever it is, that you are prepared to meet your God. In the book, amen, of 1 Corinthians chapter number 15, the words I show you a mystery, we shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye. Oh, my God, we shall be changed. That this mortal will put on immortality. This corruptible will put on incorruptible. Then shall be brought to pass the same death. Where is your sting? Oh, grave, where is your victory? I'm here to encourage somebody this morning. Don't let death bring fear on you, but rather prepare to meet your God. Some people are scared to go before the judge. Oh, sometimes it might bring scare, but understand that the judge, even in the courtroom with his black or her black robe on, does not have the last say over your life, but God does. Amen. There will be rewards in 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 4. The word of God said, hallelujah, praise the name of Jesus Christ. And when the chief shepherd appear, you will receive the crown of glory that does not fade away. Oh, my God, in Matthew chapter number 27, as I close, amen, praise God, to take my next few minutes to pray with you on this call, 27:52, the word of God say, and the grave shall open, and many bodies of the saints which asleep rose. Amen. And verse 53 said, and came out of their graves after his resurrection and went into the holy city and appeared to many. You see, beloved one, when Jesus Christ was placed on the cross, amen, after he gave up the ghost, the Bible said, he went down into hell. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. And he went to take the keys of the kingdom back from the enemy who took the keys of authority from men. And it is said, amen, that the devil sent out, amen, praise God, hallelujah, death, to see if death could have conquered Jesus a second time. But death did not come back. And then the devil sent out grave, and the grave did not come back. And then the devil sent out hell, and hell didn't come back. You see, when Jesus rose from the dead and he went down into hell, he destroyed death, hell, and the grave, never to return again. I'm here to encourage somebody this morning, even if you have lost a loved one, continue to trust God that if they die in Jesus, you're going to see them again, and they will not meet God as a judge, but they're going to meet him as a savior. Well, where they will be rewarded. Oh, my God, those who died in as martyrs. We saw around the world so many people are being killed in Iraq and other countries for the sake of the gospel. We saw, amen, praise God, in a certain place, some men were beheaded, and their wives, amen, they should have been Muslims in a Muslim country, but they stood for Jesus, and the wives were contented when they heard that their husbands did not denounce the name of God, but they died with their faith. I'm here to encourage somebody this morning. We would all flee, but we are going to be changed. But prepare for the meeting with God. If you have not heard anything else that I said this morning, be not afraid. Amen. Praise God. We're all going to pass this life one day, but prepare to meet your God. Father, this morning I pray in the name of Jesus, even for those who are living in fear this morning, whose heart are fearful and afraid and scary of death. But God, I pray that they're going to realize that a part of living is dying, and dying is a part of living, that we are in this world and we would leave one day. We would leave in a way that none of us, amen, know or expect. But God, is not how we leave, is that we take a stand, that we're going to live to please you, that God, we're going to make our calling on election sure. Those who have lost loved ones, recover them today. Let the grace, let them, oh God, be covered, oh God, with a peace, with solace, oh God, with, oh God, a knowingness that God knows about the pain that they have carried and is carrying. Bless, I pray this morning, in Jesus' name, amen. God bless you this morning is my prayer. I turn back over to our host today. Be encouraged, beloved ones. Be encouraged. Peace.
Praise God. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Pastor Derek Allen, for that profound word this morning. And I will be calling you back to close us out in our first half of our service this morning. So let's go before the Lord in prayer. Father, we thank you. We honor you and we glorify you, for you have given us this day to realize, Father, that you still have a purpose in each and every one of our lives. Father, we thank you, Lord God, that as our eyes are focused on you, that you will use us to the glory and honor of your holy and righteous name. So speak to our hearts, Father, that our labor is not in vain, because you told us in your word, Lord, that death has been swallowed up in victory. And we glorify you, Father, because you have given us the victory through Christ Jesus. Lord, we ask you that you strengthen the hearts and the minds and the spirits of the families of the loved ones, Lord God, and all the loved ones that have lost someone this past week and a half, these past 2 weeks, Father. Strengthen them. Strengthen Dr. PK and her family. Strengthen Rosalind Marion and her family. Strengthen Amber's family, Lord God. We thank you, Father, for keeping, Lord, the family of Sandra Bland and keeping the family of those that lost loved ones, Father, in the Lafayette tragedy. We thank you, Father, that you are still God and you are God alone. And, Father, in the name of Jesus, we come against every force with the blood of Jesus that exalts itself against the word and the knowledge of God. We thank you, Father, because you told us in your word that greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. And we thank you, Father, for this blessed man of God who have given us your word, who have strengthened us and let us know, Father God, that we can hold on to your word. We can hold on to your thoughts and your patterns and seek your face daily, Lord God, and you will keep us in perfect peace as our eyes are stayed on you. We thank you, Father, for pouring back into Pastor Derek Allen, Father, and his family, his loved ones, his surroundings, Lord God. Strengthen him and the families that he's going to minister to, Father, as he go and view these bodies, Lord God, and have the viewings and their services. We glorify you, Father, that you are faithful in all things. We ask that you continue to strengthen Ada and Doug, Lord, as they launch their business this weekend. We thank you for all that you're doing. We glorify you, Father, for Artists International, the Diaz de Leon family, Dr. Spillers and his family. We ask you, Father, that you keep us in perfect peace, that you use us to the glory and honor of your holy and righteous name, and that you, Father God, get all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. In Jesus' name we pray, hallelujah and amen. Well, TMC family, I know you want to hear this message again. That number is 712-432-1085, 712-432-1085. The PIN is the same, 957-677-POUND. Now, we encourage you to remain on the line. We're going to take your prayer requests and your praise reports. And then afterwards, we do have the morning motivational call. Again, that's 530-881-1300. The PIN is 539-598-POUND. I want to thank again Minister Ada and her lovely husband, Mr. Doug, for opening up our call, seeding the greeting of people, and letting us know that we believe God. And also, we want to thank our dear minister who ministered to us in such a special way this morning, Pastor Derek Allen, for those words of encouragement. I'm asking you to come back and give us our benediction.
Amen. Well, I give God thanks and praise this morning. Amen. We continue to pray for the families of so many who have lost their loved ones. Just be encouraged this morning. But keep on living. Amen. Keep on giving God praise. Keep on loving each other, loving your family. Amen. Understanding that this is a part of life. But God really led me to encourage you this morning, and even myself and others. So be blessed today, understanding that Father is in charge of everything. Father, I give you thanks and praise this morning. I thank you for your people. I pray that you will continue to bless us, continue to protect us, continue, God, to cause your face to shine upon us and to give us your peace. Remember today that you are the head, you are not the tail. You are a victor, not a victim. You are up, you are not down. Destiny is ahead of you. Square your shoulders and keep your chin up. The sky is the limit and the earth belongs to God. God bless you. Have a great weekend. In each and every one of you, enjoy the rest of your Friday. Be blessed in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Well, TMC family, we're going into our second phase of our call, and that is to get your prayer requests and your praise reports. And I'm now turning it over to our dear co-founder who has blessed us in such a tremendous way, day in, day out. She's none other than our phenomenal Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Are you there, Dr. Vanessa?
Yes, I am. Good morning, good morning, good morning to our entire TMC family. Praise the Lord for you, Pastor Derek. What a rich, timely word that you have brought to us today. We so love and appreciate you. I tell you, you've always been so faithful to us, just week in, week out. And I definitely will be lifting you up. We, as a TMC family, will be lifting you up with your schedule. And, again, we appreciate that rich word you've deposited into our spirits. I want to always thank our TMC family. We're definitely going to that was so sweet to have a tag team this morning of husband and wife. Greet you all as you came on the line and lifting up their very special event they've been planning for a long time today, and they've been talking about it, but we want to be lifting them up in prayer. And again, any of you all in that Brooklyn area, I encourage others to go out, and you go out and support their venture. So we thank them for greeting us today. We also always, I'm so grateful for a prayer general, Minister Brenda, who hosted our call today, who has just been such a rich support and a pillar of this call. This is our day where we always take the time to pray, to seek the face of the Lord, to hear the mind of Christ for our lives, for our Master's Call family, for our artist family, and for the body of believers. And so hit star 6 and then 1 and come into the queue. If you have a prayer request or a praise report, we definitely are lifting up the shooting in Lafayette, Louisiana. I understand it was a 58-year-old gentleman who just stood up in the back of a theater. And Trainwreck is such a popular movie now, so he picked, I guess, the most popular movie and began shooting. So we're going to send our prayers and lift up all those families in the Lafayette, Louisiana area that all have been affected by this shooting, and continue to lift up Sandra Blair's family here in our community, that things stay calm and peaceful as we seek justice and truth here in Waller County. All right, all the way from the north side of town. I was in your part of the town yesterday, our home platinum president, Martha Marie Preston. Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning out there, Dr. Vanessa. Let me say this. I didn't know you was in our town, but I was real busy yesterday.
I heard.
We don't talk. You got to call me. But let me say to Pastor Allen, he brought a good word this morning. We thank God for him and for the word. We thank you, Pastor Vanessa, and we thank Dr. P.K. Roberts, too, for y'all hosting this call each and every day. We know that's a job, and we appreciate y'all standing in the gap for us, always praying and always lifting this call up to the Lord and everybody on here. And I want to say to my sisters and brothers in Christ, God bless y'all and may keep you. I want a special prayer for Dorothy Cook, godmother's son, Leroy, and for her granddaughter, Jazzy, who's going in having some kind of surgery this morning. She is. We want you to lift godmother up in prayer and her family. And then I say my mother is getting ready to go on her vacation this weekend. She's leaving Saturday. She's going someday, going out of town again, so she's going to be riding the train, going with the senior citizens. They take their vacation once a year, so she's able to go with them. So thank God for that. So I want you to keep all them old sisters covered in prayer. Protect my dear them as they travel.
The older girls. Oh, that's beautiful.
Yes. Yeah, so you and for your mother, tell her I say hello here. Hello, we love this call, and we love each and every one of y'all on this call, and we thank God for y'all. Every day might not sit enough, but truly we do. We love y'all. We thank God for you. We thank God for this call. Thank God for the people on this call and all that they do every day. And we're going to be out here this weekend trying to make something happen. So we trust in God that he'll see us through this. We got a big task ahead of us, okay?
Amen. Well, I tell you what, thank you for reminding me of that, because I had prayed with Godmother Dorothy yesterday. For those of you who don't know, her son is waiting on a kidney, has gone through a lot of major surgeries, and she's been praying for her because she's been taking care of little grandkids,
yes.
A 2 or 3-year-old, and you know, when you're in your late 60s, sometimes your patients. We've been praying for her and keep her lifted. And now you're telling me that Jazzy also has to go in for a procedure, her granddaughter?
Yes, this morning. She's going in.
Wow, okay, I didn't know about that. Yes. Okay, we would definitely keep her lifted up in prayer. So sometimes, you know, you always see her out front lifting, encouraging everybody else. So we want to definitely keep her in prayer at this time. Thank you for letting me know that. And I just celebrate that Madeira is going on a vacation, because many of us know, folks thought she wouldn't be here today.
Yeah,
but
no.
The devil is a lie, and she is living life and life more abundantly. So we'll definitely lift up the senior citizens as they go on their vacation.
Yeah.
So praise God for you. Love you so much. And I'll definitely be reaching out to you right after the call. Thank you for those prayer requests. All right, if there's anybody else, okay, Miss Jackie, good morning. Welcome to the Master's Call.
Good morning, Pastor V.
Good morning.
First of all, good morning to my TMC family, and I'd like to send out a prayer that message that was given today, that it would be received not in our heads but in our hearts. That was a beautiful message this morning. And I'm just thanking God. This is the first week in almost like a month and a half that I had not had to attend a funeral of a friend, coworker, or family member. So I'm thanking God for that, because death has been just kind of really pouring in around me the last month or so. So I thank God for that. Also, I'd like for request prayer for my brother Bart. I don't know if many of you know, I have twin brothers. Those are my youngest brothers. They're the babies of the family. They hate to hear me say that, but they're the babies. But my brother Bart has been in and out of emergency since Father's Day with a nosebleed. And it's almost like he's hemorrhaging from the nose, and they don't know what the cause of it is. At first we thought maybe it might be his blood pressure, but they're not real sure. So keep him uplifted in prayer. Every time he goes back, they have to impact his nose and put a balloon up in his nose, and he has to wear it for several days to try to stop this bleeding. So keep him lifted in prayer. And I finally got him on some of the artist products, so hopefully we can get to the root of his problems and get that stopped once he gets his body in order. So you just keep him in prayer. His name is Bart Dickerson.
All righty. Thank you so much, and we'll continue to keep you and all your prayer requests lifted up. And I'm looking at Pastor still on the line. I know he appreciates that word blessed your heart. All righty. Are there any other prayer requests or praise reports? Just hit star 6 and 1, and it'll bring you into the queue.
Pastor Vanessa, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Well, good morning, everybody. This is Dr. P.K. Roberts. I just want to thank, oh, God, I thank you, Pastor Derek, for that message this morning. Sometimes you think you are bad off until you hear somebody else's story. But the thing is, we are all dealing with life right now, and we'll continue as long as we live. And I just thank God for you and helping us understand that we have something in the Word of God to hold on to help us get through. And so I just also want to thank you all for praying for me, and I want you to know that I'm praying for you as well. And I do believe, God, that we are successful, victorious, and that it doesn't matter what the story looked like today, we know the end of the book, and we are victorious. I would like for you all to know that I had told you before that I was going in surgery last week, but as you know, my cousin and my sister died, and so I had to postpone it. I will be going in on Tuesday. Today I go in for pre-surgical procedures, and so I go in on Tuesday. And I just know without a shadow of a doubt that I'm already up strutting around and doing what I'm supposed to do in the Lord. But I want you also to know that Pastor Vanessa will be the contact and liaison for me, because my attention is going to be toward getting these legs operate, functioning to the very best of their ability. And so I don't want you to think that I don't want to talk to you. It's just that I can't talk to you. And then whenever it's time, she'll tell me. You know she runs things when it comes to stuff like that with me. And so I just thank God for the prayers that you are already sending up for me and will continue to send up for me. And I want you all to know that I love you so very much. Back to you, Pastor V.
Amen. Amen. And she's listening to me. And you all know it's out of love. This is major. We're lifting her up. I'm so proud of her. She's going to do both needs at the same time. So I just want her to shut down completely and not have a lot of distractions and chatter in her ear. And I praise God that she lets you know her heart is that we just want to see her healed and whole and healthy and spiritually, emotionally, and physically. So, again, all you all know to info@themasterscall.net or drvanessadallas@gmail. You can always get to me. I'm on most everybody's calls. So I'm not that hard to get to if you need to get something to her. We just want this season to be a season for total recovery. We love Dr. PK so, so much, and we want her around a long, long, long time. So thank you for that, and we are definitely sending prayers your way and for your family. I was talking to her last night saying I've been lifting up Connie, Mary's daughter, specifically calling out her name and praying for her and the entire family. All righty, are there any more prayer requests, praise reports, If not, we will go on and go to the throne room of God in prayer. We are so grateful that the Lord put on Dr. PK and I's heart. We are coming so close up to 5 years on October 25th of this year. We will be 5 years old. That Friday was dedicated to a time of intercession and prayer. We pray every day, but to hear from you. So, all right, I don't see anybody else coming into the queue. We'll go right into the throne room of God. Spirit of the living God, we just thank you. Intelligent Holy Spirit, we lean and depend on you. Thank you for your wisdom, your counsel, your direction, and your protection. We thank you that you have used this powerful manservant, Pastor Derek Allen, to speak life, encouragement, reality, focus into our hearts and our spirits today. Now we ask you to pour back the virtue of God into his spirit. We thank you as he's a frontline warrior on the battlefield. And Daddy God, you know his busy schedule for you. We send words of strength, of comfort, of peace, of more increased wisdom in days to come. So we just thank you, God, for him always taking the time to be a blessing, to be such a rich deposit for this call in the lives of all of God's people. Father, you know the dreams, the vision, the desires he has for life, for ministry, for his family, for his church, for the outreaches that he's responsible for. Father, because he plants such good seeds in the Master's Call in Artists International, I ask you to pour back even special blessings, the exceeding abundantly above, back into Pastor Allen's life in the name of Jesus. Now, Father, we send words of encouragement. We send words of success to our beloved Minister Ada and her husband. Thank you so much for using them this morning to salute God's people as they came on the line. Father, this Abraham's project that they're having today, this day of fun and family and information and empowerment, you bring them in. We call them in to this park from the north, the south, the east, and the west. We thank you that the budget is met. We thank you that the people's lives are challenged and changed. You pay for the weather to be exactly what it needs to be. Father, I speak peace to Minister Ada's heart. I speak the boldness of the Holy Ghost in her and Doug to be about kingdom business. Their company is blessed, highly favored. And we just thank you that we are already calling tomorrow a complete success in you. Father, we just thank you for you speaking peace to all the families who are going in and going through bereavement. We do continue to lift up Rosalind Marion's family as they lay her to rest yesterday and be with her children who've been alongside of her in this long battle. But we thank you she's in your presence. No more pain, no more cancer, no more sickness. And that beautiful smile that has served and encouraged many over the years, I thank you for her being peacefully in your arms. I comfort her family even right now. And, Father, we just thank you that we send words of comfort as the nation is wrestling with this situation with Sandra Blair. Just speak peace to her family, her church family, the body of Christ, and all those who are learning and listening. And, Father, even to the families from this recent tragedy last night, what the devil keeps meaning for bad, Father God, you turn it around for your glory and our good in Lafayette at this movie theater. I just comfort the families who lost loved ones and even those that are injured. We continue to lift up those soldiers, those Marines, who lost their lives, pray for their families from that lone shooter. Even the family of the shooter, Father, they're in disarray of what even happened. We need a touch from you, a word from you, Father God, to encourage our heart, to speak peace to our spirits, for us to lean not on our own understanding, but to decree to the heavens that you, Lord Jesus, are still God. We pray for Marie. We thank you that her family, we just, Madeira, we thank you for keeping her another year. We thank you for a safe travel and a great time of vacation with her and the other senior citizens as they travel. Let them live and love life even in these their golden years. Protect them, keep them healthy, keep them strong, keep them safe. the blood of Jesus be with them. And now, Father, we send the word of healing to Dorothy's son, Leroy. Father, we speak to that kidney, the liver, the organs. We call them the healed and the whole. We continue to be amazed, God, as you continue to cancel the assignment of death. When the doctors don't know what to do, Father God, you keep showing up with exactly what is needed to do, and you've given him a life. And we just thank you that you continue to heal his body. We send words of healing to Miss Jazzy, her granddaughter, who means so much to her. We thank you for this procedure this morning, that all is well, all goes well. Father, peace to Dorothy's heart, to her spirit. Let her feel the prayers of her Master's Call family. Let her feel the prayers of her artist family, even in this season of transition for many. We pray, God, your peace. Your transitions are a part of life, Father, to just encourage us that they go smoothly, that we all are where we need to be in you. Now, we thank you, Father, for Miss Jackie. We are so glad that the message blessed her heart. You even heard her testimony that this is the first weekend that she doesn't have to celebrate the life of someone gone home to be with you. Now, you encourage her heart, her family, her mind. We send the word of healing to her brother, Bart. Nosebleeds are a name, and they have to bow to the name of Jesus. Father, we speak to his nasal cavity and his tissues and organs and all that has been involved and affected by these nosebleeds. Jehovah Rapha, the word of God that heals, that saves and delivers, we send to her younger brother right now. And Father, to our beloved co-founder, Dr. P.K. Roberts, oh, we lift her up to you. Thank you for the pillar that she has been to so many. I thank you that we continue to send words of prayer for the homegoing of her cousin and her sister this past weekend. And we just thank you as she's back there in Florida that you give her supernatural rest and peace. And as she's preparing even now for this procedure, I just already go ahead and speak that she's the healed and the whole. We speak that that everything goes smoothly to the surgeons, to the nurses, to the aides, anybody and everybody who comes in and around her. Father, a touch from you that everything will be done in your decency and in order. And I expect, Father, a miracle in the making, a supernatural testimony to come out of this time. I thank you for the boldness and utmost the peace that you've given our beloved sister. So we see her up again dancing as she loves to dance before the Lord. We see her having the joy, the strength to do all that you've assigned in her life to do. We see blessings to her joy retreats and all the assignments that you've placed in her heart and her spirit. We just speak that blood edge of protection around her, her children, her grandchildren. And we just thank you, Lord God, for every listener on this line, the spoken prayer request, the unspoken prayer request, for prayer request. Daddy God, you know on this Friday what we stand in need of. So, Father, we have come boldly into your presence, into the throne room, as you told us to do in Hebrews 4. And we know with the confidence of the Holy Ghost that not one prayer request, not one petition, not one word will return void. But we thank you, Daddy God, that you hear and you answer prayer. So we don't wait till the battle's over. We shout now. We don't wait till we see with our natural eyes the manifestation. You told us to walk by faith, not by sight, because it's already done. So as we depart from this call, we thank you that our prayer requests are wrapped in the blood of Jesus. We thank you that they're saturated with the anointing that destroys every yoke. We thank you that we see ourselves as the overcomers, because we do overcome by the blood of the Lamb, and we decree out of our mouths the words of our testimony that we've gone through the test and we are triumphant in you. So, Father God, as we go out this weekend as your ministers in the marketplace, as we go out this weekend, fortify our faith that we see, we speak, we do only as you show and tell us to do. And I thank you for the praise reports. I thank you for the breakthroughs. I thank you for the yay and amen. It is done, and it is so in our lives. Until we come together again, God, you and you alone, you, Jesus, be glorified. Amen, amen, and amen. Go out, our TMC family, and have a blessed weekend. Again, Pastor Allen, thank you, thank you, thank you for that phenomenal word. Minister Brenda, thank you. And to Doug and Ada, we're praying for you, knowing that it's already done, a successful first event of many to come. Dr. PK, always an honor to serve with you. You all have a blessed weekend, and we'll hear you on the call on Monday, and hopefully many of you all will hear you on the morning motivational call in a few minutes. Bye-bye.